And this brings up Brendan Bobo. Flew out to right. His first time up. Sky ball in the air. 5-0. A big lead for the Raptors here early. And Overstein looks in. It's time for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 is the count. Here to Bobo. And the throw high and above the zone. 2-0. 2-0 count. Two outs. Brendan Bobo, the left-hander. Doberstein has given up three hits and a swing and a high hit ball into shallow right. And second baseman Honar comes under and makes the grab for the third out. But not before the Raptors and avalanche of runs here in the top of the second. They get five runs off of three hits. We head to the bottom half of this inning. 5-0, Raptors in front.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise mainly clear. Lows dip down to about 57. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit carrying grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning we go. A huge inning for the Raptors. They lead 5-0 now. And off of three hits. And Sam Honar will lead off here, bottom of the second. In the cleanup spot, the second baseman of the University of Iowa. So the Hawkeye from Naperville, Illinois, and is swinging a high hit ball into center field. Popped up, but we're going under it and makes an easy catch for one down. So Adam Kootway now will step in. Kootway, the DH, out of Wisconsin, Whitewater, and a junior from DePere, Wisconsin, batting a 280, he's got 29 RBIs, fouls us off right field side, and he's also had three home runs as well. Little ball's a strike, Galen Graham hoping to go three up and three down again, hasn't had a strikeout though, but has had a good command on the mound. One down, the 0-1. Just high and above. Can't work it in that top corner, 1-1. So ball and a strike with Carson Hanson on deck. Kootway, we'll see the 1-1 now. Swinging and a miss, low, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, one out. After a huge inning, and just at this point, you want to get your bats, just continue to go, but defensively, just continue to lock it down. 2-2. Here to Kootway. Graham kicks 2-2 serve and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Galen Graham records his first strikeout. It's Carson Hanson, the left fielder. And Wisconsin, Milwaukee. and a freshman from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Adding a 160, the left fielder with seven RBIs. He's had two home runs as well. Two gone. A kick to serve from Graham. Foul top side of the bat, and 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Already two outs. Raptors looking to go six up and six down on Lakeshore. And the 0-1 once again pops into the netting as Hansen hobbling after that. Looks like he was shaken up a little. 0-2. No hits yet for the Chinooks. It's a set. And the 0-2 and a swing and a bouncer that goes into the glove of Johnson, reaches out and quickly throws it to first. The shortstop making plays there. We head to the top of the third. Raptors in front, 5-0. We'll step aside.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. With your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate. A quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, a 5-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. All five runs came in the last inning, in the top half of the second. Anthony Galson leads off. Just like he did in the second, he walked his first time up, and he'll see another ball, 2-0. So also the first Raptor to cross home plate. 2-0 from Dobberstein, and just paints outside in for a ball, 3-0. So potentially one more ball, could be back-to-back walks from Gallison. Lordoy on deck, and the 3-0 way up on the inside. Gallison backs away. That's back-to-back times he's been walked. He'll take first. So Logan Dobberstein, after in the first inning, after two strikeouts on three batters, he since then has given up three hits, five runs, and three walks on 43 pitches. Lordoy was hit by a pitch. And the throw low as Galson on his way to second and just losing control. That was DeBray. Thought about throwing over to second, but since then he just lost the grip of it. So Galson again in scoring position. 1-0 is the count. Dobberstein looks there now, kicks the 1-0 inside the zone of the strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. A 5-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Lordoy, the left-hander, will see the 1-1 and line it into right center field. Running after this and dropping the ball is Meyer. Gallison takes third. Lordoy to second. And Wisconsin Rapids already on the verge of adding to their lead. Lordoy, a double.
Designated hitter
Meyer looks like he had that in his glove. It looks like it is going to come in as an error. That seemed like that was going to be a double, but I guess they did rule that as... Or no. Yeah, they did rule that as an error. And Smigalski is due up at a one-run RBI double. Yeah, that is interesting they did award that as an error because it looks like Meyer was away from his position into right center. He had to go and chase that ball instead of it coming to him. No balls, a strike here on Smigalski, and a swing and a high hit ball into left field. Gallison tags up, and the throw from Hanson all the way to Dupre is not in time, as Gallison will get home for the second time today, and a 6-0 lead for the Raptors. So a one-run RBI double from Smigalski's first time up, and then gets a sack fly RBI in his second time. So Kyle Carlson, and a ground out RBI into short. Raptors' second inning with at least a run here in the first three innings of this game. And a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop Council. Sets and throws on the first. He gets Carlson for one down. It's back-to-back times. Carlson has grounded out into short. The only difference on the first time was a run got home. Alex Duffy walks his first time out. He was able to cross home plate. All right, one out, two-run RBI double from Johnson. Two down. And a wild pitch that goes behind Dupre. Lordoy just glides on over to third. A 6-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Two outs, top of the third. No action in the bullpen yet for Lakeshore. Two gone, the 1-0. Well high, the ball, 2-0. So 2-0 is the count. Here on Alex Duffy. Native of Bernardsville, New Jersey. You'll see the 2-0. And in for a strike, 2-1. One error for the Chinooks. Raptors, three hits, six runs. And the 2-1. Low of the zone at a ball, 3-1. So three balls, a strike, two outs. Duffy walked his first time up. Perhaps he could do so again. 3-1. Inside for strike two. At third base, you have third base coach and pitching coach Brian Dyer. And at first base, you have, I would say, the new first base coach, seems like, in catcher Levi Jensen in the payoff. And Duffy just barely hits that off the stop side of the bat. Levi Jensen, a veteran on this team. Perhaps that's why Kurt Schreider trusts him at first base. Two down. Domerstein kicks it in the payoff again. And then strike three. Duffy sees it looking. But the Raptors grab another run. They're up 6-0. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and signed senoritas. From the Sons of the Pioneers to Riders in the Sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide-open spaces every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning, Wisconsin Rapids 6-0, a huge lead over the Chinooks. As Will Johannes will lead off the seventh batter in the lineup. Wisconsin Rapids has retired six through two innings. So Johannes now will step in. No hits yet for the Chinooks. As a swing of the ball popped up right into the glove of Carlson and now throws it over to first. And he gets Johannes for one down. So Johannes goes down. Jack Meyer out of Lindenwood. Batting at 118. Native of Fenton, Missouri. Seven straight batters retired. Galen Graham sets. And a ball hit high. Fouled away on the lawn. On deck is the 9-hole batter, Sam Vomhoff. No balls, a strike. One out. And the 0-1. In for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with one out. 1-1 is the count. And a little bit low there, 2-1. So two balls, one strike, one out. Kalen Graham kicks, sets, turns, and a swing and a miss on the inside. 2-2. There's two balls, two strikes. Right fielder Jack Meyer hasn't had an RBI this season. Graham, the 2-2, fouled away. Graham, one strikeout through seven batters. He's gotten help from his defense. There's been two groundouts to short. Two flyouts. A pop out as well. And the 2-2. Again, hit on the inside of the bat into the netting. Behind home plate. As good as the Raptors have been offensively, defensively, they have had retired every batter. They've been exceptional, to say the least. And that is no surprise to this team. The 2-2 again fouled into the netting. So Meyer staying alive. The right fielder who technically committed that error for Lordoy. That's how Lordoy got to second. And fifth offering. And lifted out and away. Right field side out of play. So Kalen Graham, 30 pitches so far. And has had one strikeout. Has given up a hit or a walk. One out, and a 2-2 from Graham. As Duffy drops it, but it comes in high, and a ball 3-2. So the count runs full. First time Graham has seen a full count today. He'll look in, kick, and serve. Swing and a miss on the inside, as Jack Meyer goes down. Two down. And that's a second strikeout for Kalen Graham. It's Sam Vomhoff, the third baseman, the Creighton Blue Jay, and the senior from DeForest, Wisconsin. Batting at 290 at the plate. Three RBIs And the Creighton Blue Jay, teammates of former Raptors, Malachi Vitak, Hogan Alixo, Nolan Sailors. So another Creighton product we see here in the Northwoods League. And 1-0 fouled back home behind home plate. 1-1. So a ball and a strike with two outs. Graham looking for back-to-back strikeouts. And then the 1-1 out and away up above that left corner to fastball, 2-1. Bottom of the third, 6-0. Raptors, 2-1 from Graham. Just low at a ball, 3-1. So Chinook hasn't even gotten on base yet. That's how good the Raptors have been on the defensive side. Perhaps the time is now in the 3-1 from Graham, and a swing and a liner into right field. Gifford goes over the head of Gifford. Wasn't able to track it down. On his way over to third is Baumhoff, and he'll get out a two-out triple. So Sam Baumhoff, a triple there. This takes us to the top of the order. Over the head of Gifford. So two outs. And now this puts a runner in scoring position. Lichter looking to break through. Two gone. Townsend popped out to second his first time up. 1-0. So Kalen Graham gives up his first hit, and it's a triple. A two-out triple there from Baumhoff. And the 1-0 and a swing and a ball popped up well high into left foul field territory. Carlson under it and makes the catch right before the fence. As Wisconsin Rapids gives up a hit, but fortunate to not give up any runs, we head to the top of the fourth. They lead 6-0 here on WFHR.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education and technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled for alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, a 6-0 lead for the Raptors. They've at least gotten a run in the past two, five runs in the second, and then a run in the third. And leading off, Jack Gifford. But a one-out RBI double, his first time up at the plate. Dobberstein will set in. It's time to throw a ball low. 57 pitches, given up three hits, six runs. Has walked three batters. He's had three strikeouts, though. And the 1-0 just brushes down low at the turf. 2-0. So Lakeshore, very close to breaking through to get their first run. Sam swinging a ground ball. This time goes into Vomhoff. Speaking of Vomhoff, and he throws it down to first to get Gifford. He had a two-out triple into right field, but wasn't able to get home as Townsend pops out to third. But Gifford goes down. And this takes us to the top of the order. Ty Johnson struck out Tween, and then had a one-out, two-run RBI double. So Ty Johnson, an RBI, and each of his, including this game, four games in a row. In his past three games, he's had at least a home run. Had the 0-1 and a swing and a ground ball that pulls it away. Now, near Johannes on the right field line. He had two solo shots on the doubleheader in game one. He nuked one to right field in game two. He also slammed one into right center. And then yesterday, into right field as well. When the Raptors were down 2-0, two outs, he absolutely crushed one into right field. So Johnson has been swinging the bat a lot better. I mean, he's been the leader in hits all season long. But, you know, before that series against Wausau, he wasn't at his best. For many days he was going 0 for 4, 1 for 5. But certainly Ty Johnson, a guy that this coaching staff talks highly about, rightfully so. And the 1-2, and a swing, and a line drive that goes into the glove of Honar, had to back up a few feet to reach out to make the catch. So two down. And Alec Castillo, 0 for 2, struck out swinging and grounded out to third. Castillo headed to Golden West College, a native of Norco, California. Castillo, the second baseman today. The entire games he started, he's been in the outfield. A little change on the defensive alignment from Kirk Trider as the 1-0 up high at a ball, 2-0. Johnson on shortstop, he's such a dynamic player. He can play basically anywhere in the field. And Castillo hits a high hit ball into left field, pops up, and under it is Anson to make the catch. So after Lakeshore gave up a run in the past two innings, they go three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Raptors in front, 6-0. We'll step away.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business, committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street in Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, there's just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and a sunrise.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got this massive, deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look at the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not first for spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Time. Bottom of the fourth inning we go as the Raptors, a commanding 6-0 lead. Joey here with you here on WFHR as Kalen Graham will set in work once again, and this time he faces Jack Council, who grounded out into the pitcher. It's his first time up. 0-1 is the count. Graham looks. Swing and a miss. Upstop 0-2. The high school senior has a bright future in Ann Arbor. The Michigan Wolverines in the Big Ten. No balls, two strikes. Graham with two strikeouts. Looking for strikeout number three, and he gets it. Peppers the right corner. Council goes down. And that puts one away for the Raptors. So Kalen Graham up to three strikeouts. He struck out Cootway, Meyer, and now Council as Matthew Dupre flew out to right. He's 0 for 1. Graham's only given up one hit, and it was a triple from Baumhoff. One down. Graham goes to work at the ball this time, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Two away, bottom of the fourth. And fouled right side, 1-1. So ball and a strike with one out. Graham will come set. He'll kick, set, serve. Throws out on the outside, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Here on Matthew Dupre and Xavier Musketeer. And the 2-1 comes in this time, and a swing and a ball. Well hit, fouled away, though, into right field and out of play. Dupre from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, which is nearby the state capital of Madison. So Dupre, the catcher. 292 batter. So 9 RBIs this season. And also with a home run. And set the 2-2 from Graham. And a swing and a ball fouled off the left ankle of Dupre. He's hobbling after that. Johnson and Carlson both thought it was fair. But nonetheless, the count runs at 2 again. On deck is Sam Honar. Graham looks. This time, he'll kick in the 2-2 delivery. Fouled again. Off on the right field line. Only one hit for the Chinooks. Raptors, three of them. 6 runs because of it. Timely hits for Wisconsin Rapids. And a team that is in the bottom half of the league in RBIs. And the 2-2 now to Dupre. And again, fouled off. Back behind home plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes with 1 out. Two and two is the count. And a 2-2 from Graham. Sets those high at ball 3-2. And now the count runs full. Second time he's seen that this game. 3 balls, 2 strikes. With 1 out here, bottom of the fourth. The payoff to Dupre. And a swing and a ball well hit into right field. Over the head of Gifford. And bounces in for a ground roll double. Bounces over the fence. A ground roll double there for Matthew Dupre. And this brings up Sam Honar, who flew out to center. So Lake Shore up to 2 hits, still yet without a run. Dupre at second. Honar is 0-1. 0 for 1, I should say, and there comes in a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with 1 down. Bending low at the knees, Graham. And a look over, kick in the 1-0. Swing and a miss, steps out. 1-1. So a ball and a strike with 1 out. Dupre in a second. Graham with the glove tucked in at the hip. On the third base side of the slab. It looks at the 1-1 and a swing and a miss. Up top, 1-2. So Kalen Graham's given up 2 hits. He's had 3 strikeouts. And looking for strikeout number 4. A guy with 37 strikeouts this season prior to today with three. He's now up at 40. And the 1-2 outside. And a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here on Sam Honar. The Iowa Hawkeye. And you'll see the 2-2 swing, and he goes down. Missing it on the left edge. Kalen Graham up to four strikeouts. And one of those guys that has been struck out is Adam Kube. He'll step in now, the DH. So two outs. Bottom of the fourth. A ground rule double from Dupre. Stands at second. Kalen Graham's given up two hits. Hasn't walked a batter yet. And a swing and a ball hit high into left field but out of play. Kube got all that one. Couldn't keep it in play. The only one is the count with two down. Kalen Graham. And it's to Texas State next season in San Marcos, Texas. And the 0-1 just up above the zone. Northwoods League All-Star for the Raptors. He went an inning, allowed a hit. A run. Had three strikeouts, though. Back in late July. Very honored to be a Northwoods League All-Star on the 1-1. He goes and swings and misses at low, 1-2. 2.4 ERA prior to today. The way he's been pitching, and surely will go down. Kootwin at Wisconsin Whitewater. The DH, we'll see 1-2. As Duffy has to reach up above the zone of fastball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Deuces run wild. No errors yet for Wisconsin Rapids. They haven't really been tested as much. Two hits, both into right field. Graham lifts his leg, and the 2-2 back into the netting. So a big inning for the Raptors in the top of the second. Five runs. We got RBIs. Smigelski, Carlson, Gifford, Johnson. They certainly were able to take an early lead. And as a swing and a miss, going down is Kootwe. Graham gets him on a breaking ball that paints the right edge. As Kalen Graham now up to five strikeouts, we head to the top of the fifth. Raptors. And a commanding 6-0 lead will step aside.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase. 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See you, man. It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudy day.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocate Radio Show.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
top of the fifth inning, Brandon Bobo leads off. And he'll see it a first pitch strike. So remaining on the mound is Logan Dombrowski. 68 pitches, he's given up 3 hits, 6 runs, has thrown 3 walks, but has had 3 strikeouts. And this time I'm at a ball 1-1. So Bobo flew out to right, popped out to second, he's 0-2. A guy that's had 13 home runs, tied for first in the league, led the league last year with 17. So 2-1 is the count. And Dombrowski sets and throws on a swing and a high hit. Ball skied in the air into shallow left as Council, the shortstop, comes under it and makes the grab. That's the second time Bobo has popped out. As Anthony Galson walks both times up. So Galson has gotten home twice as well. The only Raptor to do so. So Galson is swinging a weak ground ball over towards the second baseman, Honar, and throws it down to first. Galson's retired for one away. So Galson goes down, and this brings up Orlando Lordoy, who was hit by a pitch and got on second from an error from Meyer. 2 down. In the top of the fifth, a 6-0 lead for the Raptors. And they've out-hit Lakeshore, only 3-2 though. But timely hits for them. Also help that Dombrowski has thrown 3 walks. And Gallison's drawn 2 of them. Duffy drew the other. And Lordoy fouls this into the netting, 1-1. So ball and a strike with 2 outs. 1-1 is the count. And the 1-1 from Dombrowski, swing to miss, 1-2. Looking for his 4th strikeout. 2 of the 3 strikeouts came in the first 2 batters in the top of the first. Since then, he's really gone into a slump. He struck out Duffy. The 1-2 from Dombrowski, and a swing, and a ball popped up back behind home plate and into the stands here in front of us. Lordoy, a guy out of Panama City. His first game he appeared in was back on July the 15th, where he went 2-for-4 with a home run. And a 1-2 this time, and a swing and a hard hit ball into center field as Townsend comes under and it makes an easy catch. So Lordoy gets retired as Lakeshore goes 3 up and 3 down. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realtor on Facebook.
That was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show was named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was a time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Dog.
Cat.
Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you know the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, we go. Kalen Graham back on the mound once more. And he's gone 4 innings, 61 pitches. Given up 2 hits, but he's at 5 strikeouts. So the right-hander will face Carson Hansen on the left-handed batter. And Hansen ground out to short. He's first time out. Raptors 6, Lakeshore 0. As a swing and a sharp hit, ground ball over towards the second baseman. Castillo has all the time in the world and just flips it on to first. Hansen goes down. So Will Johannes, who also grounded out to short, his first time up at the plate. So Johannes now, the right-hander, righty on righty. Johannes out of Madison College, 206 batter with 14 RBIs. Graham kicks and works this time and popped away right side. There's some action in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. Can't quite tell who that is yet. Caleb Graham, nonetheless, has had another tremendous day, as he does so very often. And a swing and pass, a diving Johnson into center field. Johannes, a base hit. Johnson fully extended his body, almost caught that. But Johannes, a base hit. That's the third hit for Lakeshore. They still come up empty. So a one-out single into left center field for Johannes. Brings up Jack Meyer, who struck out swinging. So he's 0 for 1. One down. Graham kicks, works. This time at a ball, 1-0. It's a 1-0 count with one down. Each team with 3 hits. Johannes stands at first, fouled off third baseline. So one gone, bottom of the fifth. A ball and a strike. Graham now looks in, sets the 1-1 delivery, the swing and a miss. Meyer just missed out on a breaking ball. Goes in on the right edge, 1-2. So one ball, 2 strikes with 1 out. Standing at first is Johannes with a base hit. The 1-2 from Graham. Low, Duffy has to just slide over to his left to be able to catch that ball. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. The 2-2. And a swing and a jam shot that lifts over the head of Johnson into left center field. Another base hit. This time it comes for Jack Meyer. So bouncing into shallow left center. Back-to-back hits for Lakeshore. They now out-hit the Raptors. 4-3. Still no runs yet. Sam Vonhoff, who started the hitting for the Chinooks, a triple into right field. So Lakeshore starting to get the bats rolling here in the fifth. Only 1 out. 1 gone. Graham's going to have to reset. He has a long stare at home. Bent down low with the knee. He'll now come set. Look over at second. And in the first delivery to Vomhoff. And a swing and a bouncer that goes into the glove of Johnson. And throws it at first to get Vomhoff. But runners advance to second and third. Meyer to second, Johannes to third. But two outs. Top of the order with Drew Townsend. 2 pop-ups, 2 outs, 1 to 2nd and 1 to 3rd. So Lakeshore on the verge of cracking the scoreboard. Near bottom of the fifth. And already 6-run lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Lakeshore just looking to dig in and try to get back in this ball game as Townsend pops it away back into the netting on lawn. No balls, a strike, 4 hits in comparison to the Raptors, 3 for the Chinooks. And the 0-1 from Graham sliced away, fouled, 0-2. So Hanson, a ground out to second, and Fomhoff, and a ground out to short. And now Kalen Graham looking for strikeout number six. And the 0-2 to Townsend is swinging the ball, popped up really high on the third baseline. Galson, the left fielder, comes out and makes the catch. As Wisconsin Rapids gives up two hits, two in scoring position for Lakeshore, but they come up empty. We head to the top of the sixth, 6-0. Raptors in front.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands. Shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hands Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Chicken on a Stick, Deep-Fried Old Fashioned, or Pinot Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are cobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pinot Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth we go. David Smigielski will lead off for the Raptors as he takes the first strike. Smigielski, a guy that started his day off with a one-run RBI double, and then after that had a sack fly RBI into left center. A ball and a strike to Tom Burstein during his 80th pitch of the game, and fouled back at the back track. He's given up three hits, six runs, and all six have come earned. Has thrown three walks, but also three strikeouts. So it's Smigielski at LaGrange College. And a Canton, Georgia as well, and swinging and slices a ball right into the glove of Meyer in right field. And Smigielski goes down. It's the first time Smigielski has gotten out, not on an RBI. As Kyle Carlson, a grounded RBI, and also grounded out to short. So he's 0 for 2 as he swings in. It's a ground ball right into the pitcher as Dobson runs on over, underhands it into the glove of the first baseman, Johannes. Two down. So two gone, and Alex Duffy, he'll step in. Duffy 0 for 1. He struck out looking, but did cross home plate. So one away, top of the six. Lakeshore has been held scoreless for five straight innings. And a one out of this time, high and outside, 2-0. 2-0 count, that looks to be down in the bullpen. Jackson Corrigan. But I'm not fully certain, just by the way he is throwing the ball on his release, that looks to be Corrigan. So two gone, 3-0 count. And Ron Duffy looking for his second walk of the day. And he does get walked. Four straight balls. Duffy will take first. And this puts in Jack Gifford, the right fielder. A one-out RBI double and a ground out to third. He's one for two. Also has a run as well. So Gifford out of Cabrillo College. Two gone. The set in the serve low from Dobberstein, and he comes in for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Dobberstein, 87 pitches. He's thrown four walks. He's one away. Here in the top half of the sixth. And they swing in a high hit fly ball into center field. Townsend under it and makes the catch. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, Lakeshore still down 6-0. Raptors, a dominant lead so far. We'll step away as we head to the bottom half of the sixth here at Capco Park.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 57. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 59. Mid-80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Cooler Thursday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky. Currently at 78.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer is the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So my eyes were correct. It is Jackson Corrigan who's going to step on the mound and take over for Kalen Graham. Raptors in front 6-0. So Corrigan has had one game played in where it was against Fond du Lac back on August the 4th, just a couple days ago. He went two innings, gave up two hits and a walk, and that was about it. But the sophomore out of Hendricks College and a native of Houston, Texas. So the right-hander, Jackson Corrigan. So Lakeshore has been held scoreless for five straight innings. They gave up five runs in the second, a run in the third. They still have not broken through yet. In the bottom half of the fifth, they had two outs, but two in scoring position. And they couldn't get anybody home. So the short's out. Jack Council grounded out to the pitcher and also struck out looking. He's 0 for 2. Wisconsin Rapids, yeah, a team that's a game back of Madison right now. And the Mallards in Green Bay, and they're putting an absolute hurt on the Rockers. They're up 8-0, only in the bottom of the fourth. As a swing and a fly ball fouled away right side. But all you can do is control what you can't control, and that's just continuing to get wins. As this playoff race between Wisconsin Rapids and Madison certainly coming down to the wire. No balls, a strike. Here's Jackson Corrigan on the future Michigan product of Council. And the 0-1 up above the zone of the ball. Yeah, Madison has Green Bay today and then tomorrow as Wisconsin Rapids finishing up the series with Lakeshore tomorrow as the last game. The 1-1 for Corrigan and a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop Johnson. And quickly throws it out of the glove, and the throw to first is on time. Just barely, Bobo steps on the bag and makes sure as Council goes away. But Wednesday and Thursday, probably the biggest two games of the season as the Raptors visit Warner Park to take on the Mallards for a two-game series. Those two games will be detrimental to the playoff race. Green Bay's already clinched, so regardless of how they do in the season, it's a swing, a weak ground ball.